The following is the second part of the fourth day of Bhagavad Saptam given by His Divine Holiness Srila Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, recorded on 2nd of October 2001 in Sydney, Australia.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
It will be eventually good. These are the instructions given by Manus, given by Priyavratis, his sons, and everybody is giving this. And then Manu, this Priyavrat, was very austere from the beginning. Kardamuni was very austere from the beginning. Dhruva Maharaj at 5 years, he was completely austere. All these examples are before us. Duryodhan was not austere. So see the end of Duryodhan, whole race was wiped, whole family was wiped off. Because austerity was completely absent. And because austerity was not there, he was just body conscious. He thought there is no powerful man like me. And the whole of lifetime, Krishna came in front of him. Once Krishna went to the assembly and requested him, Baba, I don't want war. He says, give only 5 villages to Pandavas and they will be satisfied. Rest of the kingdom you will enjoy. Suchyagram, the land which is situated on the tip of the needle, that much land also I will not give. Yudhena Vinakeshava, I said. But without war, I will not hand over anything. He couldn't recognize Krishna. Because as soon as you are bodily conscious, then you can't see Krishna. Krishna may come in front of you in any form. And even then we are completely blind. Because there is a curtain of body conscious. This body conscious must go away. What are we conscious about? This lump of stool and urine? What are we proud of? And this lump also, whatever dirty lump we have, it is very kshanik. It's very temporary. So what are we proud of? Just shed off this pride and be humble. Humility is required. And we always join our hands, you know, and namaskar or namaste or whatever we... Once we were traveling from Bombay to Igatpuri in Maharashtra. So we wanted to go by coach, you know. So we went to the coach station and there were so many travel agencies there. So we thought, no, whom to go? Because some good coach must be there. So I thought that if there is Krishna's name, that agency may be good, you know. So we searched out. We found out eventually, we found out Manmohan Agency. So I thought, this, this is our agency. So we went and we bought the ticket. So just seeing the saffron clothes, he reduced the price by 10 rupees. So I thought that I'm correct. This is just the name, the consciousness completely changes. And we don't believe, we don't have faith in the power of the name. Then there was some time we had to wait. So in Bombay there are very small agencies, you know. They can only sit, nobody else can sit there. So he just gave us chair to sit on the footpath. And then I just asked him, how many coaches your company? And he said, 350 coaches in different parts of India. So I told you, your owner of this agency should be mad, you know, to appoint so many drivers and collectors and ticket checkers, and coaches might be going out of order. He said, yes. He said, but our owner comes only 2 hours in office. I said, it's surprising, in 2 hours, how can he? He said, no, he has made one rule, he said, that whoever come in the office, they should tell Jai Sri Krishna to each other. And there are boards in the office, all Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. So everybody chants Krishna's names, and they're a bit honest, you know. They may do here and there something, but overall they're honest. And then I told, what your owner does, only 2 hours, that he sleeps going at home? No, he says, he has mandir, he performs puja. That is our culture. If that Manmohan agency can go on, then our Manmohan agency can't go on. But we don't have faith. Even the lady who gave free ticket to Prabhupada, she had a nice temple, and she was multi-billionaire, running a big concern, this India Steam Navigation Company. This, and at the same time, you keep your eyes open, and you will see so many things in this world. There was one business tycoon, this Onassis, in Greek. He was also a shipping tycoon. This Jacqueline was married to him or something. So he had that Onassis had one daughter. So after the death of Onassis, she inherited the whole thing. And her name was Christina. And she had so much wealth that she could have fed whole India. And even then, her wealth would not have been exhausted. But no consciousness, no tinge of Krishna consciousness. So at the age of 35, she died somewhere outside Argentina in the nightclub. And after that, I remember we had read, her secretary had given some press report, that she was always drinking so many bottles of fizzy drinks, 100 teens or something, and eating junk food, these beef burgers or this, that. This is the cause of the death, see. Because whatever we are, as soon as we come to Krishna consciousness, the fiber of our own existence improves. And as soon as the fiber improves, you are blissful. You may die young, I don't know. We don't claim that Krishna conscious person don't die young. They may die young. But till you are alive, your fiber is beautiful. And you are blissful here, and more blissful maybe afterwards. Very nicely they sleep. They are not disturbed at all. And we have the Ajamil's example in the pages of Bhagavatam. They are completely sinful men. Also just by chanting helplessly about the name of his boy, and he was taken by Vishnu Dutas. This must be 100% correct. See the death of Vaishnava, and he is asleep. He doesn't worry about these things. This is Bhagavatam. If you hear, please, even some part of Bhagavatam, our life must change. The quality of our life must improve. And it will be so very nice, beneficial to you, that you will never complain in future that you are suffering. Even your sufferings will become very easy. You will not feel that you are suffering. Now, Prabhupada was giving always example that in India there are roadside magicians. Now they are vanishing, but formerly they were there. And they used to play with the snakes and, or pythons and so many. And if you see them, we'll be scared, because he'll put on the garland of snake. Anything there, he'll die now. But he knows that there is no poison tooth in the snake. So that snake may bite him, but it can't kill him. This is how our miseries are, once we knew Krishna. They don't have the poison tooth. They don't sting. Ordinary persons, they feel it, always they feel it, always. I'm so very miserable, I'm so very miserable. Please come and relieve me from the misery. Nobody can relieve. The key is in your hand. You just keep the bead bag or clicker or whatever. If you don't have anything, at least you don't forget your tongue anywhere, isn't it? Always the tongue is with you. Just start chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And two verses we have learned. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopakumaraya, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Govindaya namo namah. Namah Pankaja Nabhaya. Namah Pankaja Maline. नमः पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकज अंग्रे एंड ऑल तापो उपशमम देर इज नो मिसरी एट ऑल दीज टू वर्सेज विल रिलीव यू फ्रॉम ऑल एट लीस्ट दिस ईयर प्लीज रिमेंबर दीज टू इफ नॉट मोर एज सून एज यू कम टू दिस कंक्लूजन देन अवर वॉट एवर टाइप ऑफ लाइफ वी हैव इट बिकम्स वेरी सेटिस्फाइंग And as soon as you are satisfied with your own system and with your own situation, then the bhakti begins. Satisfaction is the first requisite. As soon as you understand these things, you are completely satisfied. Santosh. And santosh is a very nice word. Sam, equal. Tosh means dampness. When there is first rain after rainy, after summer, very hot summer. The prithvi, the land is very hot and it requires water. So first rain just gives the dampness everywhere, equal dampness. That is known as samtosh. Our mind also completely becomes blissful because everywhere it is tosh. Everywhere Krishna is there. And we feel Krishna, we experience. This is the way to experience. Nobody is going to give you Krishna. You have to recognize on your own endeavor. Bala, Balaram, that's why we call him. The first expansion of Krishna was Balaram. He gives us Bala, the spiritual strength. By material strength we cannot do anything. By on our own endeavor, Brahma tried to find out the source of his growth of the lotus flower. And for millions of years he went into the stem, he traveled and he couldn't find anything. But as soon as he started meditating, he could immediately find out what is what. This is the way to find out Krishna. And that's why Shrunatam Svakataha Krishna, always his katha should be heard. Shrunatam Svakataha Krishna, Punya Shramana Kirtana. This is Punya Shramana. Everything else we hear is a pap shravan. And we are hearing so much pap shravan. Punya shravan they call. Shruntam svakatha krishna punya shravana kirtana radiyantastraya bhadrani vidunati sarasvatam. Whatever inabilities we have in our life, in your heart, in our mind, they are completely at a stroke. They are destroyed. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya. Only by sincere devotional service. Vasudeva Parayanaha. Vasudeva Parayanaha. We completely attract Vasudeva. And whatever inabilities we have in our life, we are completely happy. Completely clear with no time. Achirena. Tesham Satadyuktanam. Those who are Satadyukta. Achirena. Tasmad. You know? There is no time, no delay. Delay is on our part, not his part. And that is what Priyavrata showed. Priyavrata Maharaj, he was the king after Manu. And as soon as he became king, he was very austere. He was completely detached. He didn't want to be the king. Then eventually Brahma had to come to explain to him, no, he said, Maharaj, this is your duty, that you must become king. So he said, no, I don't want to get entangled into this. Four Kumaras were Brahma's Manasik Putra. They had come out of his brain, out of his mind. And as soon as they were born, Brahma said, this whole land is very empty. You please fill up with the living entities. They said, please excuse the father. We should obey you. But in this respect, we don't want to obey you. We don't get entangled. Brahma could not do anything. And Brahma was very angry with them. But he controlled his anger and the third netra started in his forehead. And from there the Shiva was born. This is the incarnation of Tama. You know. And they did not grow more than 5 years old. So they thought that if we grow, then we'll be entangled. It was they could do. We can't do. But please, we should be innocent like 5-year-old boy. You know, 5-year-old boy, the mother beats him. And even then he goes to mother, he forgets. After half an hour, he forgets the mother has given something. He goes to mother back. The innocence should be there. Very innocent and straightforward life will give you the satisfaction. And as soon as you are satisfied with your own situation, Krishna's mercy, then you can go ahead. And this was the position of Priyavrat also. Because they had followed austerity, so he didn't want to get entangled. Then Brahma had to come. And he said that according to your age and your experience, you must have go through the ashramas. And as we know, our spiritual life is divided into four parts. And our life is regarded as 100 years. Because of our sins, we don't stay up to 100 years. But otherwise our life is normally 100 years. And it is divided spiritually into four parts. 25 years, we take the education. It was Guru's education to improve our consciousness. But now we take the material education. After that, if we cannot control, we have to marry. Then Grastha Ashram starts. And we should remember one thing. These are all ashram. Brahmachari ashram. Grastha ashram. Then after 50 years, Vanaprastha ashram. And after 70 years, maybe Sannyas ashram. All these are ashram. And ashram means you have to get up at 4 o'clock. You can't say, I'm married now, forget about it. No. No. Ashram. You are in ashram. Grahamedis go on sleeping up to 12 o'clock. And they sleep up to the bed kicks them out. We cannot sleep more. But bed is going to kick you out. So before it happens, better we get out. This is the main thing. And we forget that we are all ashram. And it's very easy to get into Grastha Ashram from the Brahmachari Ashram. We are very happy, you know, with all the decorations and everything we get married, maybe in churches or wherever. And then when it comes to leave this ashram, it goes very difficult. But who is going to cook? Once we were in San Diego and there was a house program somewhere. So as soon as we went there, an old couple was standing near the door and they had the garland in their hand. We are initiated devotees, he said. And he should be 75 years. Wife should be 70. But he had nice combed hair, you know. And he said, I have left everything now. I have nothing to do with this house. So I heard, you know. I said, it's good that you have come. Now I left everything. I'm just here. That's it. I have nothing to do with it. So then I told him that you please shave off at least. No, I can't do that. I said, you just told that I have nothing to do here now. So why do you? Then I told him that please, I'm staying in Los Angeles. You come for me, we are there for 3-4 days. So we stay together, attend Mangalarti, and then come back home. And then he said, no, I can't stay there. Well, what is the difficulty? No, he said, at 10 o'clock in the morning, I have to have the hot chapati in. And there must be 3 dots on the front side and 1 dot at the back, chapati. I tell you, you'll be lucky if you see chapati in the temple. Oh, no, I can't survive then. I told you, you told me that you have left everything. It's very difficult for us. We are still in a chapati consciousness. We don't know that we have to have less food in our advanced age. And chapati may be absent, it doesn't matter. We are not ready for it. We are not ready for this. We may think that I am ready, but we are not ready. It goes very difficult. Please, it is said in Priyavrata's pastimes particularly, Brahma came and explained to him that you don't leave your house, you stay there. Bhayam Pramatasya, he said, don't be afraid to leave your house and go away. Nobody is forcing you. Because if you go immaturely out to the forest, you will create another set there. You know, in America many times we are scared to ask, how are your children? He will say, no, no, Maharaj, I changed the set. So one set is left, another set is created. There was one nice guru, you know. He wanted a guru, he was tired. He had 3-4 children, so he couldn't work very hard and maintain the children. He thought it's better. Maharaj says, leave home and go to the forest. So he went to the forest, you know. And then nice in Himalaya, he found out some place and meditating there. And people were coming to him. And they were very happy to see the new guru, you know, with onset and with a beard. You know. And guru was looking for the disciples, you know. Because he must have something. So people started coming to him. And it's nice meditating. He said, we want to be your disciples. He said, come tomorrow, I'll think about you. He was very eager, but he was very performing tactics. So the next day the people came. He said, Maharaj, some other way we want to be your disciples. All right. So 3-4 disciples he got. Then they asked him, Maharaj, do you want anything? Do you like anything? No, he said, I don't want. Is there any trouble? Yes, he said, there is one trouble. He said, my chapati flour I keep here. And these mice come and they eat it away. You know? They trouble me. All right, he said, Guru Maharaj, tomorrow we'll bring something, some medicine for your mice. So next day the disciple came with cat. He said, what is it, cat? Yes, it's cat. So what is it? Is the medicine for rats. Is it? Yes, the cat will eat the rats and your flower will eat it. It's very good. They kept the cat. It was all right for the mice, but in the evening, cat started crying and she was hungry. So she wanted, she was a vegetarian cat. So milk was required. So the sadhu Baba had to run to the village downstairs, beg money for buying the milk, and get the milk and again climb up and then feed the cat, and cat will eat the rat. It was a horrible thing. Third day, disciple said, Maharaj, how is your flower? Your flower is all right, but I have to spend nearly 4 hours to go down, beg and bring the milk and feed the cat, then the cat will eat the rats. It's a horrible thing you are doing. He said, Maharaj, we'll find out something tomorrow. So next day the disciples came with a cow. He said, what, a cow? Yes, this is Guru Dakshina. He said, oh, why? He said, this is, you just milk the cow, feed the cat, and cat will eat the rats. Maharaj was very happy. Oh, so I don't have to go to the village then. No, no, there is no need. He said, milk it and feed and it will work. In the evening, the whole compound was full with the cow dung and the cow was very hungry. Now what is to be done? Oh, she wants the grass. So again he had to run to the village. For the whole day he had to beg, he had to carry the grass bundle and then come upstairs and feed the cow and then milk it. Whole day was gone. There was no time for meditation. The disciples didn't come for 8 days. Now they thought the Maharaj is a cow. Milk is there, cat is there, everything is there. So after 8 days, he said, how are my Maharaj? He said, what? How are you? He said, I don't have time to talk to you. I'm so very busy in this. What have you done? I just wanted to get rid of the mice. That's rats, that's it. I didn't want all these things. He said, Maharaj, don't worry, get married. So she will feed, she will manage your household and you will be free for meditation. This is immaturely, if you leave anything, again you may create something. So Priyavata advised by Brahma that please don't do it. It's your prescribed duty that now you have to be the king. So be king and perform your duty for Krishna, and that will relieve you from all these things. And eventually, Priyavata agreed. And then he was king for many years. Then as soon as he had his own sons, then he left for the forest. This is the way. Otherwise, immaturely anything you do, and it will just bite you back again. So don't force yourself. Everybody's circumstances are completely different. We are all coming here together, and our common cause is to develop our devotional service. At the same time, we have our own responsibilities. We have our own way of life. We have our own setups. Don't disturb your setup. But just add some study of the scriptures and some form of humble puja. Otherwise, we don't want anything else. And this is, please, feelingly, just chant Krishna's name through some bhajans or kirtans. There is a beautiful bhajan in Gujarati, you know. We are Gujaratis here. How many Gujaratis? Please raise hand. Oh, there are quite many. I'll explain the bhajan, you know. It's so beautiful. Please sing after us. Oh, Karuna na karnara tari karuna no koi paranti. Do you know? He says, you are so merciful that there is no limit of your mercy. Oh, Karuna na karnara tari karuna no koi paranti. He sankat na harnara tari karuna no koi. Just feelingly, you please chant any bhajan, chant any shloka, and that is it. We don't want anything more. Just add this thing to your life. As it is, you may be doing, but intensify it. Keep one small book written by Prabhupada, any small booklet, and that will purify your consciousness. This is the main thing needed. And as soon as Priyavarat had his own child, Agnidra, then he immediately left and went back. Don't hesitate to retire. The main folk must retire sometime. Regarding women, Matajis, they have their own way. There is a very nice verse that Pita Rakshati Kamare, Bhata Rakshati Yamane, Savire Rakshanti Putraha. This is her condition. So there is a vast difference between the Mataji's life and the human being, male human being. Here it is clearly said that when she is young, the parents look after her. Bharta Rakshati Yavana, when she attains age, the husband looks after her. And if she has children, in the later age, children look after. This is how they always have to be inside. They always have to be protected. Falsely, we should not think that we are liberated and we are also independent. No. You can't pass your life like that. If you don't have legal protection, then you will have to try to find out illegal protection. So in order to save from this, always they remain protected in the house. And they carry on the devotional service in their own way. Till Vanaprastha, she may accompany to the husband in the pilgrim places or this or that. And slowly, men always try to be away from these things. She is always interested in children, grandchildren, or whatever. So let them be there. And they are quite safe there. And this is how our life must be organized. We may not leave the house, but in the house also, we may stay as a guest. There's nothing to do much with the house. This is the way. That is Vanaprastha state. And after Vanaprastha, the day is bound to come to leave the body. So before you leave, you are forced to leave by Yamraj's or Vishnu Dutas or whatever, you please try to create the atmosphere in which the attachment will be completely minimum. That is the way. And there is all these Mahajanas, all these great kings, everybody has left immediately. Kardamuni's example is the prime example. As soon as the male child was born, he left the home. We don't wait. This is how the life must be organized. Last few years, Krishna's mercy, if you have at your disposal, please utilize in preaching Krishna consciousness. You have seen the life. For 60, 70 years, you have so much experience. You please utilize that experience to enlighten the public at large. They require you, without the liberated persons or without the detached persons, it's very difficult to have the society together. In Christianity also, they called Essenes. They are known as Essenes. They are just like Vedic sadhus. They are very austere, getting early in the morning vegetarian food, etc. And they follow them. Essenes. They were situated somewhere in Saudi Arabia when I read about it. But they are like nomads. They don't stay in one place. So every sect has some of the. In Jainism particularly, those sadhus, they don't step on any vehicle. They walk. And they follow particular non-violence attitude. So they cover their faces also. That when we talk, the living entities are troubled. So they are very non-violent. Every sect has some type of renunciation. And the renunciation will make you very happy. You stay in your own situation. But be pleased, renounce by following these things. And as soon as you follow these things, then you are near Krishna. That is our existence. That is the human existence. Is meant for that. And as soon as this Agnidra was there again, then he also tried to perform the same duties as Priyavrata was performing. And even eventually, he prayed. He was so very austere that he pleased Vishnu by his own austerity. And Vishnu appeared before him. In our life also, so many times we come across nice living entities. They are just as good as Krishna. We don't recognize them. And in the recent years, I am very proud transcendently to tell you that Prabhupada was in front of us. He was very empowered. We may not call him in incarnation, but he was very empowered. Otherwise, who is the living entity? After 70 years, he was here for 10, 11 years, and he wrote 100 books, and that is also not ordinary books. All the shastras were translated. He started 100 temples and established the best society at the moment it is on the planet. Who can do it? Without these people, we'll be completely lost. So please, he was always telling us that what I have done, everybody can do. He told us that don't make my murti and keep it on the altar. You always keep my murti in front of the deities. If his murti is on the altar, we may think that he is very empowered and whatever he has done, we can't do. So he says, I am able to do because I am sincere. And rascals, you are not, you are telling. So sincerity is required. Otherwise everything is possible. And the incarnation of Krishna was there in the form of Rishabhdev. And as soon as Rishabh is the best, because he was from the beginning, he was best. And he has given nice teachings to his sons. Again, being incarnation, he was completely enlightened. And because of his enlightened attitude, he gives so much. Particularly one verse is very important, that it shows our duty. He says, Guru na sasyat, Swajano na sasyat. That is not Guru, that is not Swajan, relative. Guru na sasyat, Swajano na sasyat. Pitana sasya, he is not father. Janani na sasyat, she is not mother. Daivam na tasya, demigod is not there. Patishna sasyat, he is not even a husband. Namo jayadiya samupeta mrityam. We have our own dependence. This is our pious duty. If you are guru, you must liberate your dependence. And in order to having liberating capacity, we must be liberated ourselves. Swajan, we cannot be relative unless we have the capacity to relieve the relatives from this vicious circle of birth, death, this is an old age. It becomes our duty to give this knowledge to the younger generation. And in this age, younger generation, by our telling, they will not take. They look at you. If you follow this in the house, knowingly or unknowingly, yet younger generation will take it up. Maybe not in front of you. They may not regard you or they may not respect you. But they are also going to become old. They will also have more difficulties than us. Fortunately, our time is gone. But for younger ones, we haven't kept anything. And this is taught by Rishabhdev, that if you are Swajan, if you are Guru, if you are Pita, if you are Mata, or if you are demigod, or if you are Pati, husband, then you must try to liberate their dependence. And this is the main thing to be understood. As soon as we come to this conclusion, we understand Rishabhdev. Then he said, that I am Deva, Deva, I am Loki. This material existence we have, in the form of human body, it is not meant for too much labor. We are in the habit of working night and day, and this qualification, that qualification, and then we fight with each other. We have so many misunderstandings. No, 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 don't do that. This is not meant for that. Yadrishaya upapannena. Whatever is automatically comes without much endeavor. We have to do some endeavor. So whatever comes, we are completely satisfied. This dhan, the wealth, is according to our previous activities. But that doesn't mean that we should not try. According to our ashram, we should try. Very, very certainly we should try to amass the wealth. Particularly grihastashram is very important. If the grihastashram is strong, then all other ashramas are looked after. And the society in which grihastashram is not there, that society is completely disturbed because there are no ashrams. If the grihastashram is strong, then the children are looked after. Their brahmacharyasram is looked after. If the grihastha is strong, vanprasthas, they are also looked after. And definitely the sannyasis are looked after. As soon as grihastashram is well maintained conscientiously, all these ashrams work and society has its own pattern. The society, under the name of advancement, who don't follow the regulated grihastashram, their society is in shambles. And this we learn from Rishabhdev. Prithu Maharaj was there. The name of Prithvi, our earth, comes from Prithu Maharaj. He was very strict with the earth. Earth was not producing anything. And then earth told Prithu Maharaj that why I am not producing? Because whatever I produce is consumed by the non-devotees. There are demons on my back. And they are trying to exploit me. That's why I stopped producing. And in Bharatvarsha and everywhere, we have so many developments going on. So many factories are coming up. So many residential societies are coming up. And all the farming land is consumed. The day is coming when big person like Prithu Maharaj must come in front of us And again they demolish these things, again increase the grains and fruits and etc. We are heading in the wrong direction. But in this situation, what is our duty is the most important. And our duty is to be completely simple in our own habits. And with simplicity and humility, we must carry on the instructions of our gurus, saints and sages, etc. And somehow or the other, inculcate in our life, interview in our busy life, the remembrance of Krishna. This is the remedy for this. And this is what Prithu Maharaj, Rishabhdev, they are giving us. And Rishabhdev had 100 sons, and the eldest son was known as Bharat Maharaja. And we know about from Bharat Maharaja's name. Since then, this planet, whole planet, is known as Bharatvarsh. Otherwise, before that, it was known as Ajnav. Nobody knew about Bharatvarsh. And now, the Bharatvarsh name is completely limited to India. It was not like that. Anybody born on this planet was included in Bharatvarsh. The whole planet was known as Bharatvarsh. And that's why up to Parikshit Maharaja, there was only one king who was looking after the whole thing. And Bharat Maharaja was so very elevated soul that he followed Vedic culture word by word. And his rule was also ideal. Eventually, when the Vanaprastha time came, he left his kingdom. Such a large kingdom he just left. And we know that he had ashram and he was carrying on his duties there. But again, Krishna wanted to show us that such an important king like Bharat Maharaja, he is also prone to be attracted by the external energy. And in the end, in Bhagavatam, this story is very nicely described. I am sorry that we are very short of time, so we cannot do justice to these topics. But I am just drawing your attention to the main points. That Bharat Maharaja was so elevated that by his name the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsh. He was very strong in his sadhana. But even then, if you are not careful, then we may be attracted by the illusory energy. And it so happened that one day he saw the deer, the pregnant deer. And she was crossing the river because there was a tiger on one side. And while crossing, the young deer fell down in the water. And Bharat Maharaja was meditating on the bank. He saw that the cub will die. So he immediately swam and saved that cub. And he was attracted to that. He thought that his mother is not there. The deer had died already. So he said that I am the guardian and I have to look after him. So the sadhana went on decreasing day by day. And attachment to the deer cub increased. This is the greatest danger he was in. And eventually he died in the deer consciousness. He got a deer body. But because he was serious, very serious in performing the sadhana, in the deer body also, he could remember that his previous life was very highly elevated life. And now because of bit of attachment, he had to accept this. So in the dear life also, he immaturely left his mother and came to the same ashram, Pula ashram. And he was staying there because he remembered the whole thing. So meditation was going on already in the dear body also. The practical instruction is that we are also prone. So every second of our sadhana, we should be very careful that undue attachment should not develop anywhere. And as soon as we are careful about this, maybe if we are lucky and Krishna is merciful, this life will be the last life. Otherwise, our consciousness will be polluted and again we would have to accept some unwanted body. In that body also, because he was conscious, he left the dear mother and came back to ashram, and eventually left the deer body. And then he was born in a Brahmin body, and he was known as Jadabharat. And we know the story of Jadabharat, that knowingly he became deaf, dumb and mad man. He was not mad, but he thought that if I behave normally, again there is a chance that I will get attached to something. We may not become deaf, dumb or mad person, but we should be very careful that we should not hear anything apart from Krishna. We can do it very easily, and we should not think anything apart from Krishna. We should not chant anybody's names. We should not take any other shelter except Krishna. And then maybe bhakti will develop. And if bhakti develops, we'll be able to cross over this very difficult material ocean. Mam eva prapadyante, mayam etam taranti. This is in short. We should please chant lovingly, Hare Krishna, Hare Na. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare